This is just chicken notes I had yesterday with the Lord. And I was going to save it for a message. It's 11:15. If you give me 15 minutes, we'll be out of here at 11:30. Got a deal? You weren't supposed to say, you're supposed to say, Pastor, preach till 12, man. If you guys are freezing, go ahead and change and get warm. As we continue to view here this day, let's go with the keyboard, Jay. Thank you. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering, amen. A lot of times we allow the enemy to lie to us that we're not good enough and that we'll never get to that place, amen, where he's able to use our lives, amen. I was watching and looking out my window the other day, a tree hit our house and called Jason, and we took care of the tree, and I was there just with the Lord. And he started sharing with me that a reason that the majority, not all, but that the majority of Christians don't make it in Christ. And these are the thoughts he gave me. And this is one of the main reasons, not the reason to all reasons, but just one of the main reasons, amen. And I put here on my notes, it's raw, I needed something right. And I put here, it's harder to please man than to please God. A simple thought that came straight from the Lord. And too many times we think it's easier to please man and harder to please God. It's easier to please God, to serve God, than it is serving man. And we go so out of our way on a daily basis, whether we prayed or didn't pray, to please man. And to have a good name before man instead of having a good name before the Lord. And too many times we're more caught up in pleasing man than pleasing God. A simple thought, but it's from the Lord. I put here the thought that goes with that thought. Too many trying to please man first, then God. Too many trying to please man first and then please God. It don't work like that. And that's why many don't make it. Because your struggle ain't with God. Your struggle is with man. Your struggle is with your self nature of leaning towards pleasing man versus pleasing God. When you're in love with somebody, you're going to spend time with that person. I'm in love with my wife. I've been married now with her 23 years. I'm in love with her. I'm madly in love with her. And the madly in love with her goes way beyond our differences that we have at times. And because I'm even more madly in love with God, I'm able to please my wife even in the hardest of times. She can count on me in being consistent in making it happen. She can count on me. She didn't have one worry about that tree that came down on the house. Not one. Because she knew I got it. I had it. Too many trying to please man first, then God. And that's why many don't make it in Christ. It's not that Christ ain't got the power to keep you. It's that you're investing more time in pleasing man than you are in pleasing God.
I want to let you know, as a senior pastor now, 25 years, been around 25 years in Christ. 21 or 22 of those as a licensed minister. That it's so much easier pleasing God than man. It's revelation right now. Man, when I get with God, oh, it's so much easier. When I get with God in the morning and I fight off my family to leave me alone, and I'm with God, and even if He corrects me, it's a correction coming from the Father that's leading me and guiding me. It's so much easier in pleasing God and spending time with God than it is with man. Some of you go to work, and when you walk in the workplace, you change to a different person to please the boss man. Whatever you want. Oh, I got it. Hoping there might be a raise coming and bump you up in salary or whatever it might be. Pleasing man. When all you got to do is please God in the morning, every morning. And whether the promotion comes or it don't come, our Heavenly Father would continually promote us and promote us and promote us. As a senior pastor, I give the revelation again that it's easier to serve and please God as I spend time with Him than it is with working with some of you guys. It's so much easier. And the problem is that we're trying to work with people, work with our spouse, work with our children, everything, and we're putting them first, the problem first, instead of the problem solver first in our lives. So when we're with them, we're effective. When we're speaking, it's under the anointing and the leading of what God has given us to say. Too many trying to please man first, then God. And my next point says, it doesn't work. You can be the best employee at your job place and not put God first, and you will struggle. The difference is I struggle, but my struggles are in Christ. I know I'm going to be okay. My struggles are in Christ, and I've come to the realization that it's easier to please Him than man. And I put here, that's why many fail in Christ. Because you're saved, but you're still putting man first. Whatever man represents to you here this day, it could represent a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a job, money. Whatever man represents here this day. Too many times we're so worried of the outcome of what man says, because it's the present, we can see man, than the outcome of what God wants from our lives. The one we can't see. So spending time with God is very, very important. If there are situations taking place currently in your life right now that you wish could be better, I challenge you to spend time with God first, to put Him first. Do you know that you can put God first just by giving Him the first 5 minutes of the day? If you're just starting off, that's putting Him first. It don't have to be an hour. It don't have to be 2 or 3 hours. It needs to become a practice of putting Him first. Whether you're going to have a busy day that day, whether you're going to have a lazy day that day, learning how to put Him first will bring a conviction in your life to the priority that He needs to be first. And I put here, that's why there's great fruit that comes from the rehab and from the training centers. Why? They're taught to put Jesus first. There's a relationship that takes place where the man comes into the rehab all messed up. First day in the rehab, they're taught to wake up in prayer and read and putting Jesus first. And that's why a good 80% of all our ministers around the world, amen, have gone through the rehab home. Because they learned how to put Jesus first, which brought them to answering the call upon their lives. The UTC is a powerful movement all around the world now, and they're gonna be popping them up one after another right now. It's the way that we're doing business now in Victory Outreach International. Setting up a base church in whatever area Pastor Sonny, our founder, wants to do it, and then he comes in with the UTC and a team. And it's the way our ministry is operating now. So everywhere around the world now, through rehabs and the UTC, amen, men and women are learning how to put Jesus first. And when you're able to accomplish that, there will be fruit to it. So I open up with my point, my opening point. It's harder to please man than pleasing God. If I can have the worship team come up, please. Logically, within your thinking, it's harder to please God. But in spirit and truth, as you listen to me right now, it's easier to please God. It's so much easier to please God. And when you win favor with God, it comes with a favor unto men, women, and young adults also. When you have that favor with God. But too many times we make it difficult in serving God and being a servant because up here we're still pleasing man. It has not become a personal relationship yet with your walk with the Lord. And that's why it will be harder all the time upon you of being a Christian that excels, that grows in the things of the Lord. So wherever you find yourself here this day as you stand, and spending time with the Lord, the Lord's going to grow this church because He's speaking. The Lord is going to grow this church. But the true question is, are you going to allow the Lord to grow you? Are you going to allow the Lord to grow you? You may think it's easier to please man than God, but that's the harder route. Years after year after year will be lost in your life. Get the revelation here this day. It's easier to please God than it is to please man, whatever the song is. If you want the true inner joy of the Lord, it comes by pleasing. I'm going to open up the altars. We're finishing early. We're finishing early this day. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep going. In the name of Jesus. You guys keep singing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
To worship you in spirit.
Let's please God here this day. Not based on what man has to say, but based on what He has to say.
I give you my soul.
And allow your life to be transformed, to be used by God.